Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Robert Finch, first to you. First of all, how long have you been involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Well, I am actually a club kid. Growing up, I attended the Boys Club here in Athens, and just recently, March came back as its president and CEO. So it has been a remarkable, I think, event in my life. It pretty much has come full circle. To be able to engage and to lead an organization that has meant so much to me and that has such an extraordinary impact on the community and our youth. So I'm just very, very grateful and thankful to the board and to this community for welcoming me in as a leader of the Boys and Girls Club of Athens.
And Sterling Gardner to you. In full disclosure, I didn't know Sterling Gardner was rolling out here this morning, but here he is. And it's great because when I think of the Boys and Girls Clubs, I think of Sterling Gardner. You've been kind of the face of it for at least as long as I've been aware of it. Here, your involvement as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, Tim, I'm a former club kid also. So I go all the way back to – I actually joined the clubs when it was on Oconee Street back in 1972. Been a part of professional staff for Boys and Girls Clubs since 1992, so I'm celebrating 30 years with the wonderful organization of trying to help shape and mold the young people of this community, and it's been a great adventure.
We could probably talk the rest of the morning with the both of you just on this, but spend a couple of minutes each of you. Sterling Gardner, okay, 30 years, but as a kid, a club kid, as you call yourselves, what did it do for you? What did take you from? What did it give you? What did it do by way of pointing you in a future direction?
Well, you know, the Boys and Girls Clubs has been many things to many people over the years, including the kids. And you talk about our slogans, you know, back in the old days when I was there, it was the club that beats the street. So it was much more about taking young people, you know, off the streets and giving them something to do. Now, when we talk about it, it's great futures start here. So it's a very different program. And I think for me, is that it was a place for me to go after school. I was very fortunate to have both of my parents somewhat middle class, but at the same time, you know, they were working during the day. Mm-hmm. And so right after school, then I went to the Boys Club, and it was a great place for me to play. But even back then, you know, they had really great activities, fun activities. Back then, instead of a computer lab, they had a wood shop. So I learned how to build things. So that's the great thing about Boys and Girls Clubs now, you know, is that we've evolved, is that we are ever changing to meet the needs of the young people in our community.
Well, about that, Robert Finch and Sterling Gardner making the point. Now, not just saving him from something, but saving him to something. Right. What's that experience been like for you?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Tim, I'm listening here at Sterling, so we're both club kids, and when I was a club kid, what the Boys Club did, and let me remind you, at that time, it wasn't the Boys and Girls Club at that time, but it provided alternative involvement for me. Instead of being out in the streets, I was on the basketball court on Oak Street, or playing football, or at the pool table, or even learning Taekwondo. But, you know, Sterling has a very, very interesting perception, because the programming wasn't as multidimensional as it is today. It did focus on having fun, the sports, and wood workshops, but now it has evolved into an organization that offers programming in many different areas, and does have not a singular focus, but a multi-focus on really educating the members, the young kids who come and be with us every day, not only offering them alternatives in terms of fun, but also focusing them on academics and education and a more fulfilling life, to be able to go out and function in workspaces. That, as great as the club was back in the 1970s and 80s, it pales in comparison to what the club is all about today. I mean, we really do focus on allowing that kid to develop their full potential and to be whatever it is they wish to be. And since coming on in March, we've been able to live out the fullness and the full meaning and the mission of the Boys and Girls Club and helping them, helping the kids become what they wish to be. For example, you know, this COVID, Tim, really did impact the population we serve in a most profound way. Let me give you some numbers. In the minority communities where there's school, with the majority minority schools, where the kids were out, you know, kids were out for quite some time for COVID, we found that a significant number of kids, over 60% of them, became 6 to 9 months behind in their grades and in their academics as a result of COVID. And our the white counterparts, on average, were only 1 to 3 months behind. And so in addressing the need to catch up our students or the population we serve this past summer, we went back into the neighborhoods. We went back into the Nellie B's and the Rock Springs to provide summer programming and ongoing programming to help catch these young kids up in their academics.
We're talking with the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Athens, and studio with us Robert Finch, also Vice President Sterling Gardner. Sterling Gardner, logistics, where are you guys now?
Logistics, we are all over the place, Tim. We're growing at a very rapid rate under Robert's leadership. Of course, we have the boys, the Jolie Smilow Boys and Girls Club, which is 705 4th Street. That's directly beside Howard B. Stroud Elementary School. So, you know, there's nothing like being right beside the elementary school.
Right.
We have the H.T. Edwards Boys and Girls Clubs on Daring Street, which is part of the H.T. Edwards complex, which is Classic City High School. Again, we're where we're needed most. And again, proud to announce I started my career in public housing with the old Boys and Girls Clubs in Paul Doe, the Jack O. Wells Club. But we have gone back into public housing with a new club in Rock Springs, and also Nellie B. Of course, Nellie B has been one of those areas in recent years that has unfortunately had a lot of bad press. Not great things happening in those neighborhoods. And, you know, it's we've proven before that when, you know, a Boys and Girls Clubs can go into a neighborhood and help provide services, that a lot of times we can help alleviate some of the challenges that are going on, not only for the kids, but for those families, and be a support for those families in those neighborhoods.
Now, how many kids are we talking about now? Boys, girls, how many? What's the breakdown?
Right now, you know, we're 50-50 boys and girls, and right now, but just our clubs here in Athens, we're serving well over 400 kids a day.
And hours of operation, what are we talking about there?
We're talking about normally after school hours, of course, during the fall from 2:30, as soon as the elementary kids get out of school, till around 7 p.m., sometimes 8 p.m., depending on what's going on around the facilities.
All right, and apparently, I want my kid in that. What do they do?
They just call the Boys and Girls Clubs. The one thing that we pride ourselves on is that pride ourselves on making sure that every kid that wants to come to the club can afford to come to the club. And one of the reasons why they've had me around for the last 20 years is that it only cost our kids $10 during the school year for a membership.
Oh, wow.
And that includes a healthy snack every day, along with the wonderful programming that we provide.
What are you doing during the summer?
When during the summer, we're just wide open all day. That's like, Derek Floyd, who's our vice president of operations, calls it controlled chaos. Yeah, so I mean, you're talking about 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah, till 5 to 6 p.m. And then you're talking about we actually even feed breakfast, lunch, and a healthy snack, along with field trips and all types of great activities.
And just one more logistical question here. You're not funding all that with $10 and a membership. Where's the funding? How are you doing that? How are you making that work?
That funding comes from right here in this community. Of course, there are certain grants and things like that we receive, but most of the money that we receive is, you know, because of the investment of this community. $5 helps, $50,000 helps a lot more. And, you know, if someone wants to actually provide a gift to the organization, they can do that at greatfuturesathens.com.
Greatfuturesathens.com. Again, Sterling Gardner, Vice President. President Robert Finch, we were talking before the break.
Sure.
An issue that pandemic related, obviously. The schools did what they did in response to the pandemic. We can argue that all day, but it's the reality that kids are behind, some more than others. You mentioned minority communities that seem to have suffered more. Mm-hmm. And the Boys and Girls Clubs now trying to do something about that. What?
And to put in programs and programming that that are designed to catch these students up, and we spoke about funding just a moment ago. I can't thank the Clark County Commission here and the mayor for providing for seed money for the summer program, and that program was hugely successful. And providing the academic support and catch-up mechanisms for our kids. And that program is ongoing, and we've added a weekend component on that, which will begin later on in October, to provide kids tutoring on the weekends, to focus on those academic areas in which they are weak. And we believe strongly that that's really what it's going to take to catch them up, the extra sessions on the weekends and after school, and also providing the support not just for the kid, but for the kid's parents. Now, one thing Sterling did not, and I'm going to turn this back over to him, that I was hoping he would say, is to announce, we spoke about the Boys and Girls Club going back into Nellie B, going back into Rock Springs, but we have a blockbuster initiative that, I mean, as a CEO, I would love to announce it. I would love to.
All right. Sterling, roll it out. Somebody break the news here.
Sterling has worked so hard on this one here. I'm going to back up and let him continue to work.
Yeah, I don't care which one of you makes the announcement. Go ahead.
So as Robert had, we have a great announcement. So many of our young people right now, especially our teens, are at a crossroads, and when we know that we everybody's talking workforce development, and there's a shortage of workers and things like that. So along with Zach McElroy, who is the founder and chairman of Zaxby's, mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Clubs is happy to announce is that we're getting ready to go into the workforce development space, and the way that we're getting ready to do this is that we will be opening the Youth Force Innovation Hub at Georgia Square Mall on October 20th. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful facility. It'll be much more for teens and disengaged youth. And these are youth outside of our normal. Our normal range for kids are 6 to 18. Mm-hmm. But we will also focus on some kids that are a little bit over 18 to help give them the training and the soft skills and even some of the more technical skills to be successful in the workplace that will hopefully lead directly to an employment because part of my job, my new job now, is we'll be able to work with some of those companies and employers that I've worked with in development over the years to plug these young people into meaningful living wage jobs. So we are super excited. We actually have, believe it or not, we already have 100 kids that are signed up for this program between 15 and 18 years
old. So it's not about recruiting. You already got the recruits.
Well, you know, the best thing about it, Boys and Girls Clubs has no problem recruiting kids. I think what we have to do is that we have that raw product, and now what we have to do is that we looked at how do we shape and mold that raw product into that competent citizen and productive citizen that we want them to be. So this particular hub, it will focus everything from coding and robotics to even manufacture line processes.
Wow.
And so we
like,
are,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, so let me tell you, manufacturing is so different than it was, you know, back in the old days. My father worked at Westinghouse, the old original Westinghouse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd see these big old conveyor belts and all these things. Now, if you go into Acura Aerospace, what they consider manufacturing line is that everybody has their own little small desk. And they work on components one little piece at a time. Mm-hmm. And then it goes over. And then there's this big computer screen that tells you what the next product needs to look like. And they're running it down the line. And most of these people are sitting in that nice little swivel chair like you. Mm-hmm. And they're making the most amazing products for aerospace industry, airplanes. And I think, as a matter of fact, Acura Aerospace is actually making products for SpaceX right now.
Wow.
So, you know, so again, things have changed so much. And so what we want to do is that we want to bring what the real world is, the what we're doing in this century.
I mean, cynical me. I heard you. Okay, we got a partnership with Zaxby's. Great. They're gonna go in there and, I don't know, make chicken and fries. No, you're gonna teach these kids how to work for aerospace industries.
Right. And we will teach them how to work in retail. Yeah. The thing is, so we're working with this company called Transfer, and we have reality goggles. In six different disciplines, including retail, diesel mechanics, aerospace engineering, and hospitality, where kids can put on the goggles and they can actually simulate what it would be to work in a real workspace.
Yeah.
So this piques their interest in many different employment pathways.
This ain't the boys and girls clubs that Sterling Gardner and Robert Fitch. This is not my old boys and girls. Gentlemen,
club.
Thanks for coming out. Very quickly, online someplace, website someplace.
www.greatfuturesathens.com.
Greatfuturesathens.com. Sterling Gardner, Vice President, Robert Fitch, President, Boys and Girls Clubs of Athens. Thanks for coming out this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.